Brad to the Bone here, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 60s and 70s and a little bit of 80s in there. Classic and progressive rock, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and more. Today we're going to be featuring the sixth studio LP by Kansas, Monolith, released in 1979. That's right. An American band. And their third straight studio LP to make the Billboard Top 10, including its top 40 hit, The People of the South Wind. Yeah, Kansas. And the interesting thing about this album cover is it depicts what to me looks like a zombie apocalypse, end of the world type situation. There's some destroyed freeway overpasses and cars burned out and teepees. Yes, teepees. The return of the Native American, perhaps? Are they trying to indicate that? And you can't see this on the radio, but there's another artistic section on the LP showing what appears like Native Indian attire. They're praying amongst the broken down and destroyed overpasses, praying. And they've got actually space helmets. They've got glass bubbles over their heads. Very interesting. Yeah. So there's a theme to the artwork. Kansas Monolith. Oh, what else can we say about them? Kansas. Very steady personnel over the years. Steve Walsh, Kerry Livgren, Rich Williams, Robbie Steinhardt on the signature violin sound of Kansas. Dave Hope, Phil Ehart, bass and drums. And they had been the same band for many, many years, Kansas. Well, let's head on into the A side right now on Brad's Vinyl of Kansas Monolith.
If you let it be your Deep inside. An angelic excuse, a around them you act humble, still you never refuse. You better tell all your people to watch for a sign to make them glad they are living in this life of time. The angels have fallen, they've all gone away. It's you that must find them.
weird, as is their style, I suppose. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're with Brad's Vinyl. We're listening to the sixth studio LP from Kansas, Monolith. And that was the A side, starting out with On the Other Side, and moving into People of the South Wind, Angels Have Fallen, and finishing up right there with How My Soul Cries Out for You. Yeah, interesting. Interesting rockin' beat that starts out. I like that. I like that track, How My Soul Cries Out for You. And then it's some weird door opening sound in the middle of the track. Sounds like you're opening the door into a honky-tonk piano bar. You hear the piano in the background and a little crowd noise. And then suddenly someone breaks the glass and the whole crowd is silent and goes, look out! And, lyrics pop back in. Reversed lyrics, actually. They reversed the sound in that one. And the beat goes on. Oh, what else? On the Other Side, a little bit, kind of a little Indian, little Native American Indian sound to it. We already discussed the artwork on this LP, looking like the destruction of modern civilization and return to the simpler life. Oh, what else? Monolith. They sold about 800,000 copies, getting gold status. And Kerry Livgren donated his platinum record to the Kansas State Historical Society. Little known information there. Thank you, Wiki, for that information. People of the South Wind, that was a single also. That came out as a single. And top 40s. It was in the top 40s hits as a single, People of the South Wind. Well, let's head on into the B-side right here on Brad's Vinyl of Kansas, Monolith.
Step outside and feel the tingle. Trouble finds you every night. You wonder where nobody knows you. Your civil tone is not polite. You got no friends, you don't like people. You tried it once and they let you down. And after 7 years you're still hurt and angry. And inside your head is an awful sound. Clock strikes 11, takes the 7 years away. Walking with that lovely lady, just like that you can hear her say. And I know for sure you ain't got the money for an ounce of coke or a Cadillac. Said it ain't no use in trying to fool me. You has gotta fight back.
Drifting to the opposite side. traveling with no destination,
just riding the tide.
Ego, they say that I'm foolish, they say that I'm living in a fantasy. Well, I say everything's easy, it's better than living in futility. So I'm standing here in back of the curtain, waiting for the start of the show. Acting like an actor is easy if you can let go. And suddenly you're light as a feather, you're falling like a leaf from a tree. The things you thought you needed are fading, your reason to be, your reason to be, your reason to be.
Reason to Be on Bread of the Bone. Finishing up Brad's vinyl with Kansas. Kansas's sixth studio LP, Progressive Rock. Starting out with A Glimpse of Home, Away from You, Stay Out of Trouble, and finishing up with Reason to Be. And the B-side. Glimpse of Home, starting out with the guitar riffs and sounds still coming from the end of side A from the previous track, How My Soul Cries Out for You. So interesting how it kind of carries over there. Perhaps they were leading into the days of the future when vinyl was being replaced by, what are those laser things called? CDs? Yeah. Oh, what else? Reason to Be, very acoustic, melodic, mellow song. Ending there, and the cover art. Let's go back to the cover art again. The cover art's really neat on this LP. Artist Bruce Wolfe setting that up and depicting Indians with space helmets and horns on it, standing in front of a defunct freeway on ramp and the pillars, and looking a little bit like a lunar scene, looking a little bit like a destroyed Earth scene. And it does signify the destruction of the modern world, with the Indians left to remain in that environment. And it's political. The helmets probably to protect them from the pollution the modern world left behind. And what else? Monolith. The title album title probably was drawn from the Stanley Kubrick film Space Odyssey. Possibly. And I don't know what else I have to say about Kansas. I do like the way they describe their bandmates on there at where they list who's in the band. They say Kansas is still the same six guys. Kansas being a very stable band for many, many years. Bands, you know, rock and roll bands and stuff, you know, they would morph a lot and members would come and go. So oftentimes you'd see a very regular change of personnel, but not for Kansas. They stayed together for many, many, many years with the same guys. So anyways, I'm babbling. I hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl featuring Kansas, and we'll see you next time.